Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into 98.96.5 The Fan. 98. I was just thinking
because we're talking about 1998 in the break. Yeah. I mean, this is an amazing story. It really is. And one of the things that I told you guys in the script, like, CBS is going to really like this game with the Bengals and Chiefs, and they're going to try to keep it close because a lot of people are going to be watching. The Bengals-Chiefs thriller on Sunday led CBS to its best September NFL game since 1998. The national window drew 27.9 million viewers, into which Dusty goes, that had to be like Manning Brady. We're like, no, Manning was a rookie and Brady hadn't even been drafted yet in 1998. So I just kind of retweeted this guy and asked him, I go, what game was that? 1998. I'd be interested to know September 1998 that had that high a number. Back then in 98, the NFL isn't what it is today, right? Like the NFL today is like unbelievable. Everybody watches every minute of it. 1998, it was just getting to that point where people were, you know, finding the NFL as part of their everyday lives. And so I wonder what game that was. And then what did you bring up? A Favre-Elway rematch? Maybe it was.
Because the best teams in football that year, the Atlanta Falcons were 14-2. Minnesota Vikings were 15-1. Cowboys were 10-6. Denver 14-2. Jacksonville was 11-5. And the Jets were 12-4. The MVP in 1998 was Terrell Davis. The rookie of the year on the offensive side was Randy Moss.
Terrell Davis was what? The MVP?
MVP.
Oh, Randy, not John Elway. Wow, that's
crazy. Randy Moss was the offensive rookie of the year, and Charles Woodson, a.k.a. the new version of Trent McDuff, or is now the Trent McDuffie is the new version of Charles Woodson, was the defensive rookie of the year. You're offensive player of the year, Terrell Davis. Your rookie of the year was Reggie White, RIP. Mm-hmm. Brett Favre led the league in passing with 4,200 yards.
It's funny, the Colts Patriots did play in week three that year.
I wonder if it was on CBS.
It had to have been back then because it was two AFC teams, but the Colts were 3-13 and the Patriots were 9-7, right? Mm. Here's the game. I'm going to guess it was this game. I'm just guessing. Mm-hmm. Cowboys at Broncos.
Could have been.
That would make sense.
Broncos won the Super Bowl that year, I believe.
They did.
Right?
Yeah, they won.
And then Dallas is Dallas. The Chiefs played Jacksonville in week three that year. It wasn't the Giants, Raiders, or anything like that. So I'm gonna guess that was the game. Week two of 1998. Dallas and Denver.
That makes sense.
Well, when you stick all 10 games at noon, you get.
Well, that is true. There's a lot of noon games back then, much more than there are today, you know?
No, I was saying this weekend there were 10 noon games and then only 3 3 o'clock games. So it's like, okay, well.
Yeah, they had the Octobox on this year or this week on the Deca. Is that 10?
Well, yeah, the Deca box.
Yeah, the Deca box on sale.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, boys, you better believe it. They had the Deca box on.
That's cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's get into it. Start bench cut here, which is presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. The text line as well, 913-586-7965, as we do start, bench, cut.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
All right, Mac, lead the way, my friend, with start, bench, cut, with sports, and then we get into the fun one here in a little bit after that.
Exactly. First sports, then we get some silly. We're going to go Royals on the start bench cut today, boys. We saw the crap fest that was last night. The game that the Royals had won, it felt like four different times. Part of that is the bullpen, as we all know. Maybe all of that is the bullpen. So I want you to start bench cut these three. McCarthy, Zerpa, and Long.
MacArthur, you mean.
MacArthur, excuse
me. Right, because there was a McCarthy,
yeah,
too.
He's in Dallas.
Right? Yeah. You're right, yeah, yeah, MacArthur. Yeah, yeah, McSuck.
Starting Zerpa, I guess. Benching Long, and I'm cutting McCarthy, or MacArthur, or McDonald, whatever his name is. He stunk last night. Now he's banged up, so he may be cutting himself at this point in time.
Dusty?
Yeah, Zerpa, goodbye. Cut him.
Oh, so you're cutting Zerpa?
Zerpa.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. See you. Right. Not a fan. Can't trust you.
Who can you trust right now out of that bullpen,
of
guys?
Yeah.
No, but out of the entire bullpen right yeah. now. I mean, Ursay.
Daniel Lynch.
Are you ready to go full trust in him?
I am.
Okay, cool.
I will, because he's given me better than anybody else in that bullpen.
That's, he's been good.
Or not anybody else, but there's a small list.
Who started, and I just watched him play, so I should know, but who started Friday night?
For the Royals?
Yeah.
Marsh. He had 11 strikeouts.
Yeah, I guess he's not bullpen, though. But I mean,
we'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll be in the playoffs. I mean, I'm starting to trust him. Two good wins in a row.
That man had 11 strikeouts in five innings. That dude had a groove Friday night. Plus, he had like a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, when you got
third.
A 7-0 lead, man, you better go out there and just groove that thing.
It's like it's like being an edge rusher knowing that every down is a passing down.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, here it comes.
Yeah.
And then I would probably bench MacArthur MacArthur, hoping that the injury and the time off and can get him back to being what he could be, because he's shown at least flashes. Zerpa hasn't shown me anything. And then I'd start Long. I know he's had a couple hiccups, but that's what we've got. Like, that's the names. And those are my reasons of why I would start bench and cut.
Yeah, I don't think there's any right answers. I think you guys were both pretty much opposite on all three of those. I'll probably stick to the same trend here. I don't know. I'll start Zerpa. I'll bench MacArthur, and I'm going to cut Long.
Fair enough.
Yep. I don't know. Again, I don't know if there's really any huge right answers there, but.
No, there's not. There's never a right or a wrong answer.
No,
it's an oxymoron.
There's not. Right. But therein lies the problem of why I think fans just don't have the same buy-in as I thought maybe they would at this point in time. Like, you're getting ready for a postseason. It's a run. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Like, it doesn't matter, right? If they go and win 17 games in the postseason, or they don't win in the postseason, they're making it into the postseason. And that's the important part. It's the important part to starting this organization on track to being a perennial winner. And I do think it's different because of ownership, guys. And I know that David Glass won a world championship here in Kansas City. Look at the rest of his career here in Kansas City. Wasn't that good. And so I believe that John Sherman is like hell-bent on not reliving those days. Mm. He's got a lot of money invested in this team. He's got a lot of partners that have money invested in this team. And they don't want to be losers.
Apparently, I have pissed somebody off to the point where they had to send an all caps text.
Oh boy.
From the 816.
Ooh, Binkley texted him.
Stop with McDuffie for real.
McDuffie.
Charles Woodson had how many career interceptions? Ridiculous.
McDuffie hasn't even come up today.
I just brought him up. Thanks for listening.
Oh. I thought you were talking about MacArthur.
No. Then they said, McDuffie, ridiculous. Which one of you guys is marrying him? Get a grip. I'll marry him. Because I'll be a very rich housewife in the next 2 years. And again, Charles Woodson didn't start racking up a lot of interceptions to the end of his career. He did have 5 his rookie season, but then he had 4 out of 5 years where he only had 1. McDuffie's also been in the league for 2 years and 2 games.
And interceptions do not judge whether or not you're a good cornerback. What judges whether or not you're a good cornerback is anybody throws your direction, and nobody is throwing his way. So it's hard to have interceptions when the ball is going to the other half of the field.
Sorry to have a player comparison that came to mind. The guy tackles, the guy sticks, the guy blitzes, does a lot of what Charles Woodson did. So if you think I have a crush, I do, because that guy is an absolute stud.
He's a great football player.
And if you ask anybody that knows football around the league, he's a top 2 corner in the NFL right now.
85 snaps at boundary quarter, 43 snaps in the slot. He's been targeted 7 times, 3 receptions for 26 yards, only 3 yards after the catch.
This year? Elite.
This year.
He's been targeted how many times?
43.
Well, he's had 43 coverage snaps. He's only been targeted 7 times, only allowed 3 catches, 26 yards.
In 2 games, they've just dared to throw his way 7 times. And you're going to sit there and talk about he doesn't have interceptions?
He's a beast. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't get the ball thrown to him.
Absolutely.
What's he supposed to do? Run across the field and make an interception 55 and a half yards away from where he is?
Yeah.
Well, I guess for some fans, they probably.
You just can't please them all. Last start bench cut, real quick.
Rock, paper, scissors, real quick. Start, bench, cut. Bob.
Ooh, I'm going to start rock. I'm going to bench paper, and I'm going to cut scissors.
Correct. No, I'm going to start. I'm going to start paper, bench scissors, cut rock. Everybody throws rock.
Yeah, I'm going to
always throw paper first.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have. Yep, that's it. I think that's right. Start paper, bench scissors, cut rock.
There you go.
Start bench or cut. Odds or evens.
What?
I don't know. There's only two.
There's only two.
Well, so
no one's getting cut.
Start bench or cut. Heads or tails.
Start and tails. Never fails.
Tails never fails. You know what I mean?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.